You know, we've been talking about the chamber plan, and every so often we get, you know, Brett Tanner from Tanner Financial on, who sort of runs the program in Ontario. And we've been talking to Brett. I say, you know, like, why don't we get some of your advisors? Let's get somebody that actually, you know, works the plan, that can maybe, you know, tell folks who have small businesses, you know, how it works, and what are some of the, you know, ins and outs. I guess we're certainly not qualified to talk about it. I'm barely qualified to introduce this guy. Mm-hmm. He is the president of one of the largest agencies, Norbram, looks after parts of Toronto, Brampton, Vaughan, Markham, Georgetown, Newmarket, and Parry Sound. And it's our pleasure to welcome to this program the president of Norbram, Dean Teasdale. Hey, Dean, how are you, man?
Good morning, Howard. Thanks for having me. I'm great.
Today, it's funny, Brett sent us a note. Today we were going to talk about disability and critical illness. And, you know, those two products that a lot of people don't even think about often, and how important they can be depending on, you know, what you do for a living.
Yeah, no, that's right, Fred. And it can be kind of negative talking about all the bad things that can happen to someone. It's never a good day when you can say, you know, going to work today, these accidents can happen or these illnesses can occur. And people sometimes don't even like to talk about it. Putting in a group plan for your employees, you like to talk about, hey, now the dental bills are going to be covered and mm-hmm. now you can pick up drugs and that ever popular massage, you can now go and get covered as well. But I like to think of disability insurance as the good news insurance. Not a lot of people like to think of it as good news, but the good news is you've had an accident or now you have this illness, but you're not dead. Mm-hmm. So here's the good news. We're going to help give you the financial freedom to focus on your recovery, because that's the other part of it. It's pretty hard to think about getting back from an accident or going in for treatments for various illnesses when all of a sudden there's not a paycheck coming in. And that stress alone can hamper anyone's recovery.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we've been chamber, like, I don't know if you know the story, but we were actually clients of the chamber plan before the chamber plan were our clients. But I can tell you, years ago when we weren't, when I was on my own, I got long-term disability. I paid for it myself, and it was one of the most expensive things in terms of the insurance pyramid. But the cool thing about this plan is that it doesn't make it too expensive, and there's a tax-free component of this. I wonder if you could explain that.
Yeah, group disability is quite a bit less money than individual disability products. And I mean, there's pros and cons to both, that's for sure. But the thing about group disability, obviously the insurance company is grouping you with 8 or 10 or 20 other employees. Everybody shares in the cost. It comes down to the average age of the group. And the best way to have it paid for, a lot of employers also, when they're looking at putting in a group plan, they don't want to add more premium. But the reality of it is really the employee should pay the premium for the group disability. And it can be as low as 1 or 2% of their salary. But as long as they're paying the premium, then if the disability occurs, that benefit comes to them tax-free.
Which is amazing.
And that's a huge difference, because disability quite often is 2/3 salary. So when all of a sudden you take the tax out of that, when your employee is disabled, they're getting about 85% of their income. While they're recovering,
and critical illness, that's interesting too, because you can be diagnosed with a disease that's literally killing you, but receive money before you're dead. Is that how that works as well?
Well, definitely, we hope you receive it before you're dead, or it'd be life insurance.
Right.
But the thing about critical illness is, yes, there's many illnesses now that we're, you know, people are coming back from. And critical illness, you do have to survive for 30 days after you've been diagnosed.
Okay.
So it's not you have a heart attack and you die on the spot. That's not a critical illness. That's, once again, your spouse is now going to be looking to your life insurance portfolio. Mm-hmm. Once again, the good news insurance, you have this critical illness, but it hasn't killed you. And hopefully, you know, we're giving the check to the person with the critical illness, not the surviving dependents. And again, small business owners, especially, disability can be a problem because group disability is tied to T4 income. And if you're a small business owner, quite often your T4 might not really be reflective of your total income, because when you figure in expenses and everything else that keeps that T4 down, if you become disabled or have a critical illness, you still need a lot of those monies that all of a sudden disability didn't even figure into. So the critical illness might be the only check that you're getting.
Mm-hmm. You know, as we've gotten to know more about this plan, I don't know if you know that a couple of years ago I was in the States and I got sick, and the chamber plan, the travel benefit alone saved me a lot of money. And that's just one aspect. Like, I had no idea. When I called my advisor and said, listen, I'm about to go to the hospital, what am I covered for? Rod Johnson, our buddy, said, Howard, you got 180 days. The reason I bring that up is, just like this critical illness and disability, long-term disability, you get a real sense that there's so much more to this, you know, insurance than just sort of the, you know, people start to blank when you start talking about insurance. But when you get into the details, there's so many things like this, Dean, that the average person will find out when they call you. And that's really what it's all about.
Yeah, and the chamber has, I'd like to think, some of the best advisors. I know your advisor well, Rod Johnson. He's one great example. And the chamber product is, you know, an exclusive product to different brokers and agents of their area. So they can really kind of pick the best of that town, that area, whether you're in Ontario or right across Canada. So we'd like to think when you do find out who your local chamber agent is, you're probably already talking to someone who they decided is the go-to person for your area.
Okay. Is there anything else that we've missed? Because I think this was a great conversation. And if you've ever been curious about the chamber plan, whether it's travel or critical or disability, you can certainly see that all of those are covered. And as Freddie and I have been talking about for years now, it pools everyone together, so your premiums are lower. There's never one of the things we love about it, the fact that, you know, that premiums are fairly stable because of the pooling aspect of 30,000 businesses taking part of this company. Because as we have three or four employees, Dean, and we have Chambers Plan group insurance for our benefits. It's amazing.
Yeah, we're by far the largest pool. I mean, that's the whole idea. When people call us, we say, you know, we're not going to be the cheapest rate. If you're just shopping, you know, for cheapest at the beginning, a lot of carriers can discount to get you. And then everyone's heard the nightmares of, hey, I started this low rate and on first renewal, it went up 40%. The chamber can't do that. We're not for profit. When we give you a rate, that's probably the fair rate and what you should budget for. And we're going to, you know, do our best to keep that at a 3 or 4% renewal each year. And the small business owner doesn't have to go back to their employees and say, too bad that plan I put in a year ago, now I can't afford it this year. Yeah. I've got to take it away.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those things. It's when it comes to money and health and, you know, benefits and premiums. And again, as Howard said, a lot of people draw a blank. But one thing we urge on a day-to-day basis is, if you have a small business, just investigate. I mean, just go to the Chambers of Commerce website and click on it. See what it's going to cost you. And, you know, and find out. It is doable for small business, all of this.
All right. Dean, how did that feel to you? Was that good? Was that easy? Because I know you were a little, you're like, I don't know what you expected from Humble and Fred, but we're gentler now. We're kind. We're softer.
Well, I'm glad. I remember you from the CFNY days. So, you know, I didn't want to go. That's the history.
That was an older version of us.
Yeah.
You know, Dean, Howard and I are so old, we don't even remember those days. Can you tell us about them?
Well, you were good then, but I'd like to say you're better now.
Well, thank you. Well, we appreciate that. You know, the old Howard could sour a room. Hey, by the way, have you been at any of the events where I've hosted some of your awards and such?
Yes, yeah, I've been at them all, Howard.
Okay, see, I was fairly benign, you know. I mean, I had a couple of prickly moments, but, you know, generally.
Well, you know, luckily, usually when you come on, there's been some liquid courage from the crowd. Yeah. So sometimes that can affect anybody's presentation.
Oh, yeah. I think you and I know the story we're talking about. Dean, great talking to you. We're going to send you this audio. We'd love for you to put it up on your site if you want to share it with people. But we certainly think it was a great conversation. Dean, thanks for doing this with us.
Yes, thanks, guys. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, right. Dean. Good to see you, bud.
Dean Teasdale is his name, and you can get a hold of him. I just want to make sure it's Norbram, NORBABRAM.ca. All right, pal, take care.
Okay, thanks.